team of researchers have experimented with placing loudspeakers under the water in areas where coral is dying. The results of the experiment were recently published in Nature Communications, and to discuss it, I'm joined by Dr. Mark Meakin from the Australia Institute of Marine Science. Hello, Mark.
Hey, g'day, Jesse. How are you, man?
Great, thank you. Are you a Kiwi?
I am indeed, yeah. Born in Papatoetoe a long time ago.
Can hear it in your voice, Mark. Well done. So tell me, what is a Kiwi doing in Western Australia sticking loudspeakers under the water?
Oh, well, you know, I work for the Australian Institute of Marine Science, and we have a remit to do our best that we can for the conservation and preservation of the coral reefs in Australia, tropical reefs. And part of that involves, believe it or not, placing loudspeakers underwater to attract little fish in.
Yep. Now, why does that attract little fish? What are you playing?
Well, we're playing the noise of healthy reefs, and you might wonder why little fish are attracted to that, but you have to know something a little bit about the life cycle of a fish. I'm pretty sure many of your listeners do, but as parents, those fish broadcast their eggs and larvae out into the open water away from the reefs. Now, they do that because if they were to leave them on the reef, they'd get eaten by lots of things. Those little things drift around out in the water and develop from something that looks like a tadpole into a miniature adult. But at that time, they've been drifting around offshore, and they need to get back. They have to find those home reefs again. And to do that, they use sound.
Right, they listen out for a healthy reef, and if it's not healthy, it doesn't make the right sound, I presume.
Well, that's exactly the problem. If we could hear underwater, and it's pretty tough for us to hear because, of course, our ears are essentially adapted to hear in air, so when we stick our heads underwater, it's like putting on a pair of earmuffs, right? But if we could hear, what we hear is the most amazing cacophony. Squeaks, burbles, roars, all these noises that fish make. And laid over on top of that, the sound like bacon frying in a pan, for instance. It's all this clicks and squeaks, and that's the noise of invertebrates, all these shrimp-like animals that make noise underwater. That's what a healthy reef should sound like. Now, unfortunately, a degraded reef, one that's gone through bleaching or hit by a cyclone or otherwise lost its coral, that's very quiet. It doesn't sound that way at all. It's silent as the tomb, you might say.
Does it work, your idea?
Well, yeah, it does. It seems to work really, really well, in fact, surprisingly well. Now, what we're trying to do is get the little fish back to those degraded reefs so that they can aid in the recovery. Now, some of those little fish, particularly the herbivores, those that eat plants, they clear away the algae so that corals can reestablish themselves. And that means the corals come back quicker. So we get a more resilient reef, basically. The reefs reestablish themselves faster. So that's the aim of the work. Now, this is basically the pilot study, if you like. What we've shown is that, yes, we can attract those little fish back. The next question, of course, is, do they help the reef recover in significant ways? So that's where the future research is focused.
How hard is it for a coral reef to recover?
Well, it can take a decade, and that's really the problem, Jesse. You know, the assaults humans are making on reefs, and not just reefs in the tropics, but reefs all around the world, the assaults are coming with increasing frequency. Cyclones are getting more frequent. The coral bleaching you may have heard about when the water's too warm and the corals die, that's happening with more frequency. So the poor old corals aren't getting enough time between these events to actually recover. So what we're trying to do is basically speed that process up. If we can, by getting the little fish in to help the corals along, then we've basically made those reefs a bit more resilient. We've given them a bit of breathing space, if you like, so that we've got a bit more time to come up with some solutions to climate change.
Will it be sustainable or even possible to do this on the scale needed to help these reefs out?
Well, look, you know, we're not suggesting for a minute that we should put a speaker on, you know, every reef up and down the Great Barrier Reef. That would be, you know, it's obviously impossible. What instead we're trying to do is establish some little arcs, make some places where reefs come back quicker, even if it's at a small scale, and those can act essentially to reseed other areas around them and speed the process up for all the reefs. So if you like, we're in the business of creating underwater arcs.
Love it, Mark. We're pleased to have a New Zealander on the team. Thanks so much for explaining it to us.
Oh, thanks, Jesse. Great to be here.
Dr. Mark Meakin, who's a New Zealander from Papatoetoe, as he says, working for the Australian Institute of Marine Science with this idea of loudspeakers under the water to bring the fish back.